to a T. Open, wide open, I didn't get the ball. I could hear my teammates from the sideline, why didn't he throw the ball? So I go back to the huddle and I was like, dude, I was open. You know what his response to me was?
I know what his response was, but go ahead, tell Skip.
Shut the F up.
Okay.
That
was his first year.
I played a year and seven games, so yeah, it was the first year. That was disrespectful.
Okay.
I've never disrespected any of my teammates to that degree. And I didn't make a stink about it on the field. I let it ride. I didn't argue about it. I said, cool. But I went into the locker room, addressed him after the game, man to man. Knowing the things that have happened in San Francisco, mm-hmm. I didn't want to happen in Philly.
Right.
Went up to him, addressed him, told him I didn't appreciate that and don't let that happen again. For whatever reason, he may have taken, I don't know how he took it, he didn't like it, and that's where things started to unravel. So these are things that you aren't made aware of that I've tried to do to make myself a better person and a player based on things that happened in San Francisco.
Okay. We just had the Hall of Fame game recently kick off, and congratulations to all the players and coaches, owners that were part of that ceremony. It was well deserved. I think Jason Taylor, Jerry Jones, Terrell Davis, Kurt Warner, I think his resurgence in Phoenix was well due. The reason why he should have done, because when he was with the Giants, he did terrible. And once he went to Arizona, he showed what Kurt Warner can do. And I think he's probably the best pocket quarterback under pressure, getting blitz. He was much better getting pounded in that pocket as a football player than he was out there, like scrambling. And I honestly don't think his Super Bowl stats were bad. Like, they never lost because of him. I will go out and venture and say that his numbers were incredible in the Super Bowl. And I don't have them in front of me, but when it came to postseason, Kurt Warner delivered big time. So I'm really happy that he was able to have that resurgence in Arizona, and that catapulted him and bringing that franchise to the Super Bowl and a crazy catch away from winning it. I thought that was very well deserved for him. Terrell Davis, I don't know. Again, he was really awesome running back, but then once he had those injuries and the migraines kicked in, it was something that he fell down. But he was incredible during those years. I mentioned that before. So, again, kudos to them. Jason Taylor, very interesting, because he talked about how third day into his football career in practice, he was about to quit. And he was a product of Bill Parcells. At that time, him and Zach Thomas, they were very well productive players. And Jason Taylor did a great job. He was a great pass rusher in his time, and we could not tell the story of the NFL without him in it. I believe he also won Defensive Player of the Year. So, you know, kudos to those guys. But the one guy that I felt was totally robbed, and for the life of me, I don't understand this, would be Terrell Owens. And just to give you an example of Terrell Owens, statistically, let me see here what I have, because I did have to pull this up. When he retired, he was second in the NFL for most yards, second in the NFL for touchdowns, and fifth most receptions. And the first two were behind Jerry Rice, in which they were teammates. So, but when he retired back in 2010, those were his stats. He was second all time, second of all time, and fifth all time. And in the one Super Bowl he played with a bum leg, he played lights out. So you would think these statistics themselves, and he was a multiple all-team pro bowler, whatever you want to call it. He was just an elite run of 5 or 6 years when he was the top player in that position. So to see him get hoaxed out of not being a first ballot Hall of Famer with those type of credentials is very disappointing. It goes back to the notion of getting in line, that the people, for some reason, want players to act a certain way. And they, and in this case, is the reporters and the writers, the folks that are in the media that have a vote into who gets in and who doesn't. And those people have it in their mind that Terrell Owens doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame because of his attitude, because the way he was with the media and with his teammates. Let's face it. I mean, Terrell Owens was someone that was very animated, and if he wasn't getting the ball, he'll let you know about it. He'll let anyone know about it. And it was pure entertainment to see what he was going to do. And I think that that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, because it comes back to that whole mindset of you got to act like Peyton Manning. You got to be reserved. You got to be political. You have to be neutral. You can't get too high, too low. Yeah, you can have some outbursts, but at the end, you have to be a robot out there, because people get turned off by your antics and kids are watching. That's the way they look at it. You know, the athletes like Terrell Owens are, they're, even though technically they're entertainers, they're looked upon as role models. And that's like us saying, okay, let's look at actors as role models. It's no different than having musicians be role models. I think that you can't put that label on them, because these people are entertaining us. Not everyone can be buttoned up, suit and tie, saying the proper things. Not everyone came from that background. People don't have that type of exposure to speak that way and to carry themselves in such a pressure situation. Many of these guys, and if you don't know the background of Terrell Owens, he grew up with his grandmother, and she was very strict, sheltered him. And he was very naive about the world. And he was one of those guys that you shot him up to stardom through hard work and determination. He made it. And, you know, the glory and the spoils of such a status exposed him to things. And he just became a very animated, egocentric individual, where he ran quarterbacks out of town, coaches out of town. He got in fights with teammates. So that's the thing that is hanging over his head. Even though the guy did not commit a crime, even though the guy never did anything to shed negative light outside the football field, all the issues were inside. He worked his tail off. He went ahead and showed up to play. Hardest working guy. The guy took care of his body and still does. He looks amazing for his age. I want to say he's like 45, 46. And even in the early 40s, he went to Seahawks camp and was trying out there. So that lets you know what kind of shape he's in. And every team that he's been on, he's made an impact. You know, the one thing I will say with Terrell Owens is that he doesn't have great hands. He drops a lot of catches. So to think that he has the second most touchdowns and the fifth most receptions of all time in yards with a lot of drops speaks to his playmaking ability. And I look at some of the guys that are in the Hall of Fame, guys like Michael Irvin, Lawrence Taylor, Ray Lewis. These are guys that were either implicated of crimes or that were on trial for criminal acts, and that never stopped the voters. And that's the problem that I have with the process, is that, okay, there are criminals in there. There are people that have used drugs and have had a history of shedding a negative light onto the league. But for some reason, Terrell Owens, the guy that doesn't do anything wrong on the field, off the field, is being given a hard time because of his attitude with reporters, with the media, and with his teammates. Now, granted, there are teammates that did complain about Terrell Owens, but there are other teammates that stood for him. And I just see that as a very strong personality, where you're not going to like everyone. And when you have, I want to say it's 53 people in that roster, not everyone's going to get along perfect. You know, not everyone's going to unilaterally like you. And Terrell Owens is one of those guys that you either with him or against him. It's not no in between with him. So that's the part that I don't know why that keeps being hanging over his head, because that has no bearing on his credentials. This is a guy that, again, just did whatever he was asked to do, worked his tail off, and produced that. Hey, you know, this guy that is doing his thing, why can't he just be accepted for who he is? He's not going to be a guy that I'm going to be BFFs with. He's not going to be a guy that I should be telling my kids to be a role model, because I don't want them running to the middle of the field and, you know, standing on the logo. I don't want them, you know, pulling out a pen with a Sharpie. I don't understand that, those things. But you have to make sure that as a parent, you let them know that's not how it's done. That's a personal opinion, but for it to be a hindrance in the voting process, I think it speaks to our society, how athletes are viewed. And, you know, granted, you could be a champion like Tom Brady, have four Super Bowls, then you could do that ranting. You know, then if you get five Super Bowls, then you could be an asshole of a coach like those shenanigans with Philadelphia, all of that. I mean, how can you not tell the story of the NFL without Terrell Owens? I mean, it can't be done. So he's going to be in there inevitably, but they're trying to send out a hint. They're trying to send out APB or a PSA, whatever you want to call it, to say, hey, guys, you want to do Kaepernick? You're not going to get in the league. Do you want to be like Terrell Owens? You're going to have a hard time getting in the Hall of Fame. If you're a marginal Hall of Fame, it's going to take you a hard time. But yet they have Darren Sharper, the guy that's drugging women like Cosby. He was a finalist. I mean, come on, guys. You know, where is your common sense on this? Like, I'm not understanding this at all. I really don't. So I'm just very interesting to see how that situation turns out. But the Terrell Owens, you're probably one of the greatest receivers of all time, and that they can't take that away from you. So if those people in the news press and in the media, that those folks want to send a message out, it's that the fact that they're being exposed for trying to have people stand in line and not speak against, you know, they want everyone to be John Stockton. They want everyone to be, you know, insert conservative, quiet guy. They want that guy. They want you to be that guy. And that's where I have a problem with it. It's like, if the guy, this is the way the guy has been, this is the reason why he's in the league, let's respect that. Why can't we just let the people be? If they're not doing anything to harm kids or entertainment, yeah, are there the distractions? Yeah, but that's up to the team to deal with. It's just so fascinating how people just take this shit so personal. It's entertainment. Terrell Owens, just show up on Sunday, do your little dances, you know, get excited, get pumped up to play. It's a privilege to go out there and do your thing. So, again, that's the part that I'll never understand. And when I see cases like Terrell Owens that should be NFL Hall of Fame bound ASAP, and just like Brett Favre. I mean, Brett Favre, as soon as he gets on there, he's gonna be in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about it. But for some reason, they want to go ahead and ostracize and send Terrell Owens a lesson. And I just don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair, and it's never going to end. I mean, as Charles Haley had five Super Bowl rings. They had to tell him to wait it out for a bit. Five Super Bowl rings before Brady. Only guy that had five. And he had to wait it out because he was a head case. And I think that character issue and those things need to be put aside. Because on one side, you're saying, well, he didn't get along with the media or with teammates, but then you're getting guys in that have these criminal records and are, you know, getting prostitutes and murdering and child molesters and all this crazy shit going on and doing drugs. You name it. You can look it up. Look up Hall of Famers with criminal backgrounds. And you see them, man. And it's just such a shame, personally, to see that because I'm just so disgusted because I hate to see a guy like Terrell Owens that I watch play and who was the best in his position, for sure, to be done like this. And that's just part of the system, right? It's part of how things are done in our society. I mean, look at Kaepernick now. He's hanging out without a team. The guy's a great backup, worst case scenario, and no team wants to get even whiff of him because they're just so afraid of the repercussions. The guy took a stance on his views about politics and society, and people have a problem with it, and that's a travesty of it. He didn't do anything wrong. He just voiced his opinion, and it's something that bothered people. And now now the owners are sending a message, and that's just the way it is, though, unfortunately. And that's the hand that we're dealt. We just have to deal with it. But Terrell Owens, man, you're a Hall of Famer. And anyone that saw you play, we know you are. Some of us may have not liked you. I loved you. And I hope you get there next year, because I believe this is just 2 years in a row that did you like this. And it's beyond stupid. At this point, we all know the reason for this, and it's so fucked up. He's Hall of Fame bound. Let's get him in, guys. Stop fucking around.
Then deactivated. They just basically sent you home, and then the next year they released you, right? Yeah. Well, that's pretty ugly end to what looked like a fairy tale Philly story.
Well, you know, Skip, it's sad to say that I went there, I played, I did beyond what was expected. I went to the Super Bowl, I played with two screws and a plate in my ankle, broken fibula, played in that game, and guys like yourself called me selfish for playing in that game.
That's because three of your prominent teammates told me they felt you forced your way back in.
How can I force my way into a game?
That you just weren't ready to play, and the Patriots knew it, and so you were no real threat to them, and yet Donovan force-fed you the ball. Would you have 9 for 122?
That's force-feeding me the ball? If they would have gave me a couple more, we probably would have won, Skip. So how is that force? I can't force my way into a game. If I wasn't medically cleared to play, or they didn't think I was ready to play, they wouldn't have put me on the football field. I went to my doctor, Dr. Meyerson. He didn't clear me.